Blog Talk Radio.
I own the
podcast.
If we only would trust him. Good evening, good evening, good evening. Hey, man. I was listening to that song many years ago, Richard Smallwood. You know, we don't own the rights to none of these songs, but when you hear them, man, you just thank God for how people labor in the writing of that word. If you just only trust me. I mean, he said, no matter what the circumstances are, trust me. You know, when you're traveling in these doors of life, there are going to be some times, boy, it's going to look real weary sometimes. But, boy, if you just trust him. Got a lesson to David, because we're going to try to convey it today out of Luke. Luke chapter 7 and beginning at verse 18. 7 and 18. Well, I just love how the song came in where they let us know that we got to trust him. We got to trust him. There was a time that our brother was in jail, John the Baptist, and he asked a question. Was Jesus the one that's going to be the Messiah to come? That's what we're going to deal with today. You ever just want to ask God a question? You know, you ever just sit back and say, can I ask God a question? It won't be offended.
Come on now.
And sit there, Reverend, and sit there and you just say, Lord, I've been around long enough to know that he knows our heart already and our thoughts, Brother
yeah.
William. But sometime or another, you just want to say, Lord, I just want to ask you a question. You know, I'm kind of quizzes, but I'm not trying to critique you, like, you know, but I'm concerned about some things. And I just want to ask you a question. You know, and some of it's Reverend, you know what I'm going to say? Sometimes we just don't know.
That's right. We just don't know. We didn't study. We didn't put the thing. We call ourselves rightly divided.
Brother, there's some stuff we just don't know.
And
sometimes people put you in some places that you just supposed to know all things. I don't know who come up with that idea. There are some things that God is not going to release. Because last time I read the Bible, there's some stuff still sealed.
He ain't
opened it up yet.
He'll seal.
But, brother, I want to say this. You know, sometimes, I know you probably like me too. I ask God some questions. I ask some people to answer. And I'm going to tell you, some of the questions that I ask him, it wasn't ignorant, like you know, I'm talking about, like I'm just dumb to the fact, but it was like young man said that I believe, help me, Lord.
That's right.
But help thy unbelief. I believe that, but help my unbelief. Man, that's a great thing to be humble enough to know that tell God. Yeah, I said God. Because I really believe, Brother Graham, that he is 100% God and 100% man. Oh, help me, Lord.
Amen.
I just believe that. You know what I'm saying? It's something I'm just going to take on to the cabin with this. You know, I don't know if you have something to inject on something before we get in the lesson. You know you can always come in any time. And I'm that kind of minister. I'm that kind of minister. I'll stop in the middle of my message, and we can converse, you know, and have a dialogue, you know.
I
believe understanding, you know, I believe understanding beats everything, you know.
Well, if we need
to pause, we will. Come on with it, Doc.
Yeah, I actually did, man.
giving all respect and honor to the Lord God and this and to this fellow ministers and this radio broadcast. One of the things that was beautiful, it's not so much a question, but it was an observation. And
come on now.
You know, kind of you gave us an introduction kind of like right there where you were saying he was in prison and he asked, you know, we'll get in the word, but I know you're going to read it, that he was telling them to
could.
Go ask Jesus, hey, I need to get some clarification. I need to know what this is about. What I thought, what I observed was is that look at where John was. And he heard about all of the things that was going on. That's what provoked the question.
Yes, sir.
And so, what was beautiful about it is that so many people we know today, you know, we know that the word is supposed to go out, the Great Commission. So, a lot of times, folks, we in church and you know we serving and we doing, and you know sometimes we think we kind of get forlorn and we start thinking, well, I talked to such and such about and gave him the word, or I talked to this person and gave him the word. Mm-hmm. But then we want results. We are results oriented people. We want to know. So I wonder how far that went that I did for the Lord. So that's why we got to be careful. Did you do it for the Lord? Did you do it for the Lord, or do you do it so you can count? Count beans or whatnot, count statistics. But the beautiful thing is that let's just be obedient to the Lord when he says spread that word. Because back then, they didn't have social media. They didn't have radio stations. They didn't have TV. They didn't have the internet, none of that. But the word.
The word.
His work, what Jesus was doing, got back to John while he was in jail. So, John knew what he was doing. John knew that he had already said who it was that was coming after him. But like you said, he still wanted to know. Just let me make show for extra. Is this him? So my point was is that let's not worry about what the outcome. Let's not worry about the outcome if this person this or this person that. Because all we got to do is be obedient, and that's enough.
Be obedient, and that's enough.
God has the responsibility to God. It's in God's hands after that.
Come on,
God is looking at us to say, did you spread the word? So what was beautiful, though, I don't want to get too far outside the lesson, but he did get his answer, though. He did. And it was in a beautiful way, which all of y'all listening to that, you're getting ready to hear what Jesus' response was. And it's off. It is off the chain. It's beautiful. Because he went down the list and said, well, let me since you're asking, let me go ahead and go down the list and let you know a little bit, and you judge for yourself.
I like that, brother. Hey, I want you not go too far, cause we're gonna get in here. We're gonna get in there now. We're getting the word. You done already gave the meat. I'm just gonna put some gravy on it. You don't mind. I'm just gonna put some gravy.
You know, it's a whole lot more to come.
Let's see if we can get in here. Watch this here. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we come in the most humblest manner we know how, Lord. Thanking you, Father God, for your awesome presence that's already been presented already, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for how you came in and, Father God, and just already inject your love, Lord. Showed us, Father God, that you're already here, Lord. So we just want to thank you, Father God, for the things you already have said and things about to about to say, Lord. So as we come humble to the throne of grace, Lord, Father God, move us, Lord, and hide us. When man and women and child hear us, but they hear your voice, Lord. Lord, we just ask you all this, we decrease, for thou the increase.
Yes.
Forgive us, Lord.
Amen.
The sins we have done, known and unknown sins, Lord. And Lord, if you come graciously to your throne, Lord, we ask you, Father God, move any stubbornness right now, Lord. Move any ignorance right now, Lord. Father God, have a receptive spirit. Have the word to go, Father God, that one might ask, what must I do to be saved, Lord? Well, how let the word be able to pierce someone's heart and say, I thank you and I love you for having so much mercy and so much grace.
Yeah.
Let it be through the word, Lord. Let the word be edified to Father God, the man leave with their heart burning, Lord. Say, did not our heart burn within by the way that when they went over the scripture, Lord? Let it be that way, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Let the man run. Yes. They don't run to the person, but they run to you. Because you are the only Savior, Lord, and we thank you for that. We can't inject ourselves to put nobody in the hell. We can't inject ourselves to put somebody in heaven. But only you have that key. So as we orchestrate through the word, Lord, we ask you, Father God, to have thy way, Lord. Have thy way, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Bless us, Lord.
Have thy way.
As we thank you in advance again, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory, 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 glory. Brother Mike, we're going to be coming from, let me see something right quick. Make sure I don't get too far ahead of myself. Brother Joe, did you hit one button?
Hey, how you brothers doing? Praise God.
God bless you.
I'm just calling to give a praise report because the prayers are being answered as we speak. My daughter's doing great. Her situation, she's talking, she's eating, she's off the ventilator, she don't have nothing running to her. It's just the phases of rehab. And I know God already completed his plan for full recovery. I thank you, brother, for all your prayer. And I know God got it. So, you know me, I got to say what I'm going to say, and I'm going to get out y'all way. But continue to pray, my brothers, and I love y'all.
Man, we love you too, man. Hey, man, that was beautiful, man. You know, and Mike, brother Mike, Rev, that's the ministry. That's the ministry. That go right into the lesson. He called. It's been about a month almost. His daughter had a really had to rush to the hospital, man. And I'm not gonna go through all the particulars of it, but God healed her. You know.
He was
kind of like one of the 10, you know, lepers. He was kind of like, if you allow me to use the analogy on this, one of the 10, you know, had leprosy, you know, and then God healed him and said, go to the priest and bring yourself, and when you go before him, he'd be the one that can tell the finished product of this healing. But he got healed, right? He felt all the souls.
Yes.
Because if you look up, if you really just get deep off into that story, it tells you leprosy to be like, we would say, a former day of AIDS. The body was ate up and green pus was coming out. But he got clear from that. He got clear.
Yeah, praise God.
And fell to Jesus' feet and gave thanks. That's why when I hear Brother Joe, when he just testified, then Jesus says, was it not 10 that get here? And only one came back. And he was one of the Samaritans at that. So he was kind of like double ostracized, you know. He wasn't just only this leprosy, but he was a Samaritan. So, you know, they didn't want them even coming around. So, you know, I didn't want to get too much deep into it, but I just wanted to just say how he came back. He came back and gave thanks. Man. And then, you know what?
Yeah.
God, you know God did? He kissed them. You might kiss that later on. you might kiss that later on. You know what I'm talking about? See, God is so awesome. Even if you don't believe, if you have someone in that circle, help me, Holy Spirit, that believe, God can do some things with that belief. You'd be surprised. He can do something. Because Jesus showed us one time. We read up. I don't know why we wrote it, but Jonah done this, man. let me just try to get it out of the way, though. Jesus was praying for Lazarus to raise up. Prior to Jesus praying, he told God, he said, "I know you hear me always." That's what he said.
Yeah.
He said, "I know you hear me always." And he said, but for because of the ones who's on the side, that's what he said.
Come on now.
He said, I want you to bless me to show these people that you sent me. I want you to raise Lazarus up. You know what I'm talking about? And I know you hear me always, but it might be somebody doubting around here. He said, "You know, I ain't gonna say much." That's what he just said, right? He said, "I ain't gonna say much. I'm just gonna tell you, thank you for your prayers. Thank you for how God."
Yeah.
And you know how we look here. I just said in the prayer, not us. Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit. Not us. You be edified. That you be edified. And you even said in your when you gave your the conveyance of your of the lesson, you really already taught the lesson. You know what I'm saying? So I thank God because God had a plan. And he gave a plan. It is salvation. If God don't do nothing else, oh help me, Holy Spirit, he's still God all by himself. Oh help
all
me,
by himself.
Let me kinda rush a little bit through here if y'all don't mind. Luke,
go ahead.
Chapter 7. I ain't gonna hold you on. Luke, chapter 7. You know, if you can just bear with me. Luke, chapter 7. We're going to do a little reading. My brother already did convey. I'm just going to try to add some water to it and then put a little gravy with the water. You know, back in the day, before they had all this, you can go to the store and you can go buy a package of gravy, right? All you got to do is add water.
Yes.
But flavor, and you can do all that now. But back in the day, they used to have, you know, you get that flour. Remember, you get that old grease.
Come on now.
A little lard, you know, and you put that little lard in there, and you throw that little flour in there, and you start cooking and a little water with that lard and that flour, and it turned a little gravy, you know.
Come on now.
So you know I already put the gravy there, but I want to throw some pepper in there, and I want to throw some bell pepper in there, and I want to throw some onions in there, you know, and I'm we're going to get a little fat. We're going to make some
pickles. Yeah, come on now. Yeah.
Is you with me?
I'm with you.
Watch what the scripture said. And now, for the sake of the scripture again, Luke chapter 7, verse 18, beginning of verse 18, and disciple of John showed him of all these things. Look what it said now. And John called unto him the two of his disciples and sent Jesus and said, "Art thou he that should come, or look we for another?" And when the men were come unto him, they said, "John the Baptist, he sent us unto thee." Said, "Art thou he that should come, or we what? Look for another." And in that same, that's what I'm gonna read it all the way out because my brother gave a pretty good thing. I'm gonna read it all the way out. Yeah, we're gonna do some talking, brother. We're gonna do something. We're gonna have a dialogue a little bit right there. He said, in the same hour, he cured many, look at what it said, of the infirmity and plagues and of evil spirits, and unto many that were blind, he gave sight. You know what? I'm going to go and do this right now. Let me go and do this right now. I can't do that. I was going to try to read it out, but look what he said. He said, "Now John has sent y'all to me, and y'all asked me this question, is I'm the one?" And what are we talking about, the one? What are they talking about? Is you the Messiah? In that time, when you look at it, when you say Messiah in the Old Testament, and it's a Hebrew word, and what they say then is when someone's been anointed, you know, someone been anointed. But Jesus came by, we call him the Christ, right? So he is sent. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And why him being sent, he's coming right here today to do what? But we're finna get in the scripture. He's finna show them that John ought to know, but John was in jail at this time. And he was hearing what had just went on. He's hearing that people are being healed, people are being delivered, and he's inquisitive. So he want to make sure this was the one, that the Messiah that was going to be what he wanted to come, what? Save us out of this, what? Sinful lifestyle. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And he asked the question. He said, y'all go over there and ask him, is this really Jesus? You know, is this so who is this person doing this all this day? So Jesus let them see. Not just talk, not just, now you ain't got to tell what I tell you. I'm going to let you see that I was. Then what he just said, can I back up and make sure I got me? He said, right here, he said, at the same hour, he cured many of the infirmities and plagues and evil spirits. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And unto many that were blind, he gave sight. Then, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, Jesus answered and said unto them, oh, I like this book. He said, go your way. And tell him what things you have seen and heard and how that he was, that the blind see, brother. He said, and the lame walk, my brother. He said, and leap it. He said, and the lepers are what? Cleansed.
Make
sure you get this now. He said, and the deaf can hear. It was it? And the dead arise.
come on now.
He said, to the poor, the gospel is preached. I'm in the book, y'all. And look at he said, for that, I'm going to give you some to help you a little bit. And Jesus said, blessed is he whosoever should not be offended in me.
Oh, man.
I got to pause a little bit when I'm reading this there, because Jesus was already been prophesied before he ever hit the earth, before he even came down, if you don't mind. That's easy to Isaiah 61. I don't know the Bible, y'all.
Yes.
Let's go to Isaiah 61. We got to have some context. My brother already gave a little context to it. Let's add a little bit more context to it. See, the reason why I said John was quizzing and curious about all this, he knew he was taught, and he knew he had baptized Jesus. Watch what he, over in the book of Isaiah 61:1. Look what he said. 61:1. The Spirit of the Lord. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach the good tidings unto the meek. And he has sent me to bind up the broken heart and to proclaim liberty to the captivity and open the prison. Mm-hmm. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, to them abound. He said to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, that they may avenge of our God to come for all that moan. I'm gonna just give you something, because I want to tell you that he was already foretold before he even hit this earth what he was gonna do. He was already been told and preached for, and I like that, Brother Wim, because Jesus already showed them he'd been healing. Jesus already showed them he'd been casting out demons. Jesus already showed prior early in this chapter he had raised a man out of the dead. Jesus had told him fame had went out. But see, he backed it back up because Isaiah already prophesied. But before Jesus started his ministry, Matthew 5:17 help us a little. Let me give me a little more context with this. 5:17 says this here. He said, think not that I have come to what? Destroy the law or the prophets. I want you to pause there. When he said, or the prophets, or the law. See, the people knew the Mosaic law. The people knew who was going to be someone come like him. Oh, yeah, man. Among them, like them. And he was that one that was going to become. And he said, the prophet is going to be the one who spread this. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And he said, whatever they said, I'm going to fulfill the scripture, and I'm going to fulfill with everything the prophets had did. That's what he's saying here. And he said, I cannot destroy this, but fulfill it. Help me, Holy Spirit. He fulfilled it. Now, at this time, in this reading, over here in Luke, from 18 to 23, what I just read, he fulfilled it. This is going to be the last time Jesus stick his head up, because he's not going to talk anymore after this. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Because Pilate going to get him in a minute, and he ain't going to say nothing.
Uh-huh.
The only time he going to tell Pilate something, when Pilate said, what did he say to him, brother? He said, don't you know? I got all power to kill you. You know, I can allow you to leave. I can allow you to come.
Yeah.
He said, but Jesus, oh, hold up now. you won't have this problem here.
Let's get it right now.
he said, because I laid my life down for this here. You know, I'm giving you this here. But what I love about the book, because John the Baptist was so concerned. I love it because John teaches us over there. He was the one who actually paved the way for Jesus.
Yeah.
He was the one we call a forerunner for Jesus. Even in Malachi.
Come on, man.
Even in Malachi, if you go to Malachi would teach somebody, what is that? That is the last book of the Bible. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said this here. And when he penned this in the book, he says over here, he said, remember ye the law of Moses, my servant, which I came from of the commandment of all Israel and the status of it. Behold, I will send Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great dreadful day of the Lord.
Yeah.
I'm trying to put some context in.
Yeah.
I'm trying to put some context in. He said, before he come, he said, before this term of day come, Elijah will come. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And he said, turn the heart of the father to the children, and the heart of the children to the father. At least I come and smite the earth with a curse. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Come on now.
So we believe in the scripture, beginning around John 1, chapter 1 over there, John was the spirit of Elijah. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Because he was crying in the wilderness one day. See, I'm just trying to play the video. He was in the wilderness and he went off in the wilderness and he had camel hair on him, you know, eating locusts with honey on it. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And they thought he was crazy.
Come on.
Because he was saying, he's coming, y'all. He said, I know he's coming. They go, and I can imagine probably one or two people were so crazy. Well, how you know this? When I was in my mother's womb, in the belly, when my cousin Mary came and touched my mother Elizabeth, I leaped in my womb, in the womb of my mother. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Because I felt the even before I was even birth. And I knew that he going to be the Messiah. Who gonna what?
Yeah.
Save us from all what we got going on. So what he did, right? He said, I'm gonna tell you something. I baptized with water. He said, I baptized with water. But
there's
one gonna come who what? Gonna baptize you with the fire. What we say that is? The Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost.
Have you ever had the spirit of the Holy Spirit? Have you ever had I know. You didn't hear a lot of people. I see people run all over church. I see people sweating. I see people hollering. And that could be some form of this. But I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, when you really have the Holy Spirit in you, the Holy Spirit is not only there. When I read in the book, now, the last time I read in the book over in John 14 and 26, have you been there lately, Brother Mike? 14
Come on now.
And 26. Look what he said now. Let me back up, make sure 25. Jesus was going to leave the earth with them, right? This is what helped me with this a lot. He said, these things, I know Reverend kind of add, but let me add help with this last week. He said, these things have I spoke unto you, being yet present with you.
Uh-huh.
See, while Jesus was there, they didn't need the presence of the Holy Spirit, because he was the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Son,
see, they had
the
all
Holy
of it right
Spirit.
Then.
Yeah, come on now.
So what is this? He said, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. And whatsoever I say unto you. That's what he said. So what I'm trying to say, once you accept Jesus, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Once you have accept Jesus, help me, Holy Spirit. Once you have accept Jesus, then I'm not saying you're going to be pulpit ready. Help me, Holy Spirit. I'm not saying you're going to be ready to go straight in a Sunday school room and start teaching. I'm not saying you're going to be ready to go on the corner and start conveying God's word. I don't know how God going to maybe lift you, but the first thing is breaking you out of sin. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
So the Holy Spirit, once it gets in you, once the Holy Spirit gets in you, it calls you to look at things different now because it starts counseling. Because he said it teaches you things. It teaches you not to want to do things when you know you weren't supposed to do it. It teaches you one thing to reference God more. It teaches you to stick out your hand to one that even despitefully use you. It teaches you to love someone that even calls you the good and the bad. It teaches you to say, I love the Lord because he heard my cry. He pitied every groan. Long as I live, trouble rise.
Praise
See, the
God.
Holy Spirit that calls you to worship God in season.
Out
of season. John had a problem with a little out of season a little bit, and he wanted to get some clarity there. So, what would it be? Matter of fact, I can't leave this prison. I'm going to see y'all over here to see what it's about. Ask him. And Jesus said, before you go in this thing out, I'm going to show you the deaf he can hear now. I'm going to show you this lame can walk now. I'm going to show you. He said he done this in this same hour. I'm going to show you what was this here. The man came out of the grave and live right now. Go back and tell him this here. But you must understand this. If you don't get nothing else, Brother Mike, if you don't get nothing else, verse 23 is a very powerful scripture. He said, blessed is he. You got just a little noise there, just a little bit noise. Just a little bit noise. He said, and blessed is he whosoever should not be offended of me. There are people offended of Jesus with these saying that he's saying. They're going to be really, really mad. I'm not going to read all the way to 28. They're going to be really mad. why I say they're going to be really mad? Because it seemed like he was boasting. It seemed like to them, the naysayers, you ever had some naysayers? You ever had some people on the sideline?
Oh, yeah.
You ever had some people sit there and say, Mike, thank you something. All that hollering. Praising God, and he'll just sit down somewhere. It just don't take all of that, you know.
Come on now.
But they don't know my story, though. They were there with God that brought him from this to that. And they weren't there when God had covered him when he deserved the justice and he showed him mercy because he got enough sense to know, Lord, I thank you for sparing me. Lord, I thank you, Father God, for allowing me. Some people try to take this wrong. I thank you truly for another day in your day of praise. I thank you for allowing me to say thank you because I know I'm not worthy of giving you thanks. Yeah. But Jesus told him this, and he said, I hope I don't fail on you because I just said it. That's what he said. And see, I'm going to pause and I say this. That's a slight little thing because I don't know too much, Brother Mike. But that's a slight little thing. If you listen to that, it would be called that he really went through for his job he had because he still had some more things he needed to do before he go to camp.
Yeah.
See, because what's going to happen right then, see, if he really just say angels come down, the Holy Spirit. If he really just said the wind stopped blowing, he could have said night stop being dark. He could have turned the light into the moon. He could have said, look at the time and watch it roll back 10 minutes. You've been there, Doc. Hey, you leave your house and don't know why you're leaving your house. And then when you get to your destination, say, look what God has done. Insanity is out there. You know, people are losing their mind out there. People are driving and moving around spiritually discerned, right? But what? They're reckless because they're living in this flesh because they're trying to have both sides of it. Oh, what you trying to say? They're lukewarm, my brother. They're lukewarm right now. And God trying to show them something. It's better to be with me than be right in the middle. It's better to me to be even cold. Because I learned something. Yeah. I've been around a lot of people, but there is no better joy than being by people that love God, that want to be want His presence. And let me tell you something. It calls you to reach up to Him every time. Because people say, "What you reaching for, Brother Mike?" Because I can feel Him in the atmosphere.
Hey!
I can feel Him in the atmosphere. Let me get out of there. Hey, Reverend. Reverend, that might be a Sunday Monday thing. There may be some Sunday Monday.
Yeah.
Thursday. He said, look what he said, verse 24.
Uh-huh.
He said, "And when the messenger of John, when they departed, he began speaking unto the people concerning in John." You know, I'm going to tell you something. Our pastor, right? Pastor, he used to preach, right? No, he's immersed. He's immersed right now, you know. And
uh-huh.
You know, he's retired right now. He used to
uh-huh.
get the message right on a Sunday morning, and he conveyed it. He was a teacher by heart, right?
Yeah.
He didn't skip the letter, you know what I'm talking about? And he made sure
uh-huh.
he gave what he could. But it was so much like a doctoral lesson, you know. And,
uh-huh.
and so he know a lot of this stuff when he had to do when he come back in the evening. So we used to go back in the evening, and this one BTU, y'all know what I'm talking about, right? BTU is Baptist Training Unit. It wasn't that. So we used to go back, right? and he'll sit there, and all the people come back. He'll go back over that lesson more thoroughly, so we could understand.
Yeah.
Some can understand because he taught so. In an eloquent way, in intellect, in the spiritual way, but he wanted to bring it down a little bit more. So we come back Sunday evening, then he'll explain it more. So Jesus saw people that left. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, help me with this. He said, so now I'm going to talk a little bit more to the people who still here. He said, what is it? He said, "What went ye out into a wilderness but to see as a reed shaking with the wind? But what wind out ye from seeing a man clothed in soft raiment? Behold," look what he said, "that they that which was a generous apparel and was delicately are in king courts." He said, "But went out in from the sea a prophet." I'm going somewhere, y'all. "Yea, I say unto you, the much more than a prophet." Watch what he said. We're going to paint the picture now. He said, "This is he of whom it is written, but behold, I sent my messenger, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, before thy face, which saw and prepared the way before thee. For I say unto you, among those that are born of a woman." That's what he said, right?
Yeah.
"You and I were born of a woman, my brother. We were born of a woman."
That's
what he said, right? And
he said,
there is not a greater prophet than the John the Baptist. But he that is least of the kingdom of God is a what?
Uh-huh.
Is greater than he. I wanted to bring that out.
Yeah.
Because Jesus hear thoughts, my brothers.
Yeah.
It's a little noise, Reverend. You got a little noise.
We got some wind there.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, let me see something. Let me see what I got there. Okay, I got you. I got him.
Hey, there we go.
Yeah, you go. Hey, Reverend ain't on today. He probably been looking at that board to help me out. I got to read and do all this and look at the board. Yeah, I'm praying for my strength. But watch this here now. So as John, there might have been some people out there. See, Jesus hears thoughts. Jesus hears your every thought. Jesus is hearing people's thoughts right now. Jesus probably hearing saying, "Who got that noise?" You know, if somebody said, "Why here again? Cut that noise off." You know, I didn't know who it was. I didn't know my brother Joe still had it open up like that, but we cut it off. But Jesus hears thoughts, so he wanted to clear some things out. So he said, "This is that same man." He said he's that same man that you might call a prophet. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And he said, "With this prophet, so delicately is the kings of walking around, you know, so pious and so holy as some of these guys walk around." He said, "But he is a man and born of a woman. There's no greater." He said, "Because I don't want you to look at John because he asked me this question. I don't want you to look at John wrong no kind of way, because John asked this question. John was no greater man than ever born of a woman. I just read the book. I don't know. If you got the book, but mine's
in the book.
I believe Jesus was saying this, right? He said, let me make sure I get 28 again. He said, for I say unto you, among those that are born of a woman, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist, but he that is least of the kingdom of God is greater than he. Help me, Holy Spirit. I'm going to tell you something.
Say that.
If you're a minister, if you're a teacher, this should go to your heart, that God looks at John, and we believe at this time, was in prison. If you keep reading early, then we know that he was in prison because Herod had did what to him? Put him in jail. And then, and we know what happened to John, because John was going to get beheaded because what happened there? Oh, because Herod's wife came to him and asked a question to him. Because she gave a party, for his daughter, and he told her whatever gift she wants, he gonna give it to her. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Say that.
He gonna give it to her, and she whispered in her ear, "You gonna tell your daddy that you give me John's head." And see, at this time, it ain't like it is now, brother. Williams, it ain't like that, Williams. You know what? Back then, word was word. Once you give your word, that's it. They didn't break the word.
That's it.
He said, whatever you ask, I'm going to give you. And she asked him, I want John the Baptist's head. Oh, help me. And you know, he loved John. Really, he really did love John and hurted him, but he had to honor his word. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He had to honor his word. So honor his word, that means he sent them down there to behead John, because he told he going to bless her, because whatever she want, it didn't matter what you want, I'm going to give it to you. And she gave him the open, the things he probably would have never thought he would have. He probably would have never said that, Brother Williams, if he knew he was going to be here. He did really love Brother John. You know the story. He went on with it. But John was in prison knowing death was getting close. You know, I want to tell you something. When death is close, when you're finna transition, and if you've been around people that transition out this earth, there are a lot of signals God showed, the signs showing that, you know, that some of us, we had to wear glasses, right? Some of us had to have a cane. Some of us have transportation of rollings in and out, an assistant. Some of us had to get someone to maybe clean us. Some of us maybe had to get someone to shave us and keep us clean, put diapers on you know, certain ages of it. You know, time is slipping, you know. And I'm telling you something, even in that hour like that, when we see our loved one, oh, help me. It took me to understand Christ different. I'm going to say this one, y'all. It took me to understand the relationship with Christ, to understand the transition of death. There's too many times that we are some selfish people, that we could see our loved ones sitting there hurting like they're hurting, going through all the pain and crying and praying to God to lift it off of them. Excuse me, Brother Joe. When I say this, I know God is able. And I know he can do this here. But there will be some time when you know God's hand is on it, prayer cannot move it. Prayer would not move it. Because we find out the prayer that you really is doing right there is going to give them what God said in his will. What is God's will? God will sometimes allow people to stay, and sometimes his will allow them to transition out of here. So we believe if he does that, it's like this. It's like an ultimate healing. That means that person no longer can live in that body in the state it in. So he allowed that body to go back where it come from, to the dirt that it came from, and allowed the spirit man to be with him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And some people, if you've just been around a little while, you'll hear testimony that people have went to hell. You've been around a little while. You hear testimony that people have been in the presence of Jehovah God and Jesus.
Yes.
You've been around long enough that God has let people see that and don't let them come back. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Come on now.
How when I see my mom, and I see my father, when I see them transition on, you can see the rest came on. I had a friend, man. I don't know why I'm here, though. But I had a friend, a real good friend, man. And when they laid him to rest, he had cancer, right, and it ate his whole body up. But when they laid him to rest, Brother Wim, they laid him rest. He laid there because we went to go view the body. And when they laid him, brother, it looked like he was just sleeping there. I know the morticians, they're pretty good. I know they're pretty good, Doc. I know they know how to put the makeup on you. They know how to put the right stuff to get you. But, brother, this brother, like, he was just sleeping right there. I know, I believe, no more pain.
No more pain.
Not gonna say you're not gonna cry. That's not gonna say you can't. You're not gonna miss them. But when you do it, don't do it without hope, knowing that God is still in control. Knowing that God is still in control. We're never gonna tell you not to cry. We're never gonna tell you not to remorse. But we're gonna say pray for some strength. Ask God for it. It took me about almost 3 years before I really broke loose. When I say broke loose, really just had a really breakdown behind my mother when she passed. When she first passed, I had some tears, but it was a different way of transition for me because I had to minister to her. I had to do the eulogy, and I was getting prepared for that. And He gave me strength all the way through. 3 years later, man. 3 years later, I was at my job, man, and I was just going through my everyday thing like I normally do, and I had some gospel music on, and it hit me, man. It hit me so hard. I couldn't stop crying, you know. And then now here lately, remember I told you about my dream, right? Here lately, she been coming around, you know, talking about, and I heard her voice. You know, so I want to tell you, God still will allow you to hear certain things if you get close enough to Him. Somebody said, "Nah, he didn't went crazy. He didn't went from John.
Praise God.
Get beheaded. He didn't went to Jesus. Raised the dead.
Come on.
Nah, he didn't went way over here because this might be
no. Somebody got to hear this.
It might not be, but just me and my brother just talking right now. Well, I want to tell you, to encourage you, death has no control no more. How do you say that? Death has no more control on no more of us. How do you know that? Death has no, I know this is the Holy Spirit, Reverend, because I wasn't even near about to be here. Death has no more control. How do you know?
No control.
Let me say it again. Death have no more control. Can I give you some context? The Bible says this. And he says it over in 1 Corinthians, if you can't get there fast enough, 15. Look what it says in 53. Isaiah. No. 1 Corinthians 15 and 53. Now, if you can't get there, put it in your margin. Put in your mind. What I mean by mark that, write it down, and go back and read it if you can't get there quick enough. 1 Corinthians 15, brother.
What is corrupt?
And 53. He said, "For the corruptible must put on incorruption.
Incorruption.
And the mortal put on immortality. So when this corruptible should have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then, watch this, shall be what? Be brought to pass and say, I love this book now. You know I love the book, right? Look what it says. Saying that it is written. See, don't care what no one said. I don't care what no one. You got to have the holy word with you. People can write books. People can philosophize. People can convey and be so charismatic. But it's going to be the word. It's going to get you, my brothers and sisters. It's going to be the word that keeps you. He said, Paul was dealing with him. He said in 54, I would call this the D clause of the book, of the scripture right here.
Uh-huh.
He said, He said, watch this. He said, then shall be brought to pass, saying that it is written, death. Now what I just said. Now, he said, death is swallowed in victory. Did you just hear what I said? Pride for the kingdom. Corruptible is what we are right, stage we in right now. Incorruption is what we're going to put on when we leave. It never turns. It never break down. And mortal is when we die. You know what I'm talking about? The mortal of this body. We're going to die, and it's going to go back to the immortality. We're going to put on the spiritual man, and we're going to all help me, Holy Spirit. And we're going to walk with the King, the one I'm talking about, the one my brother just said, about. It ain't going to be you hollering for me. You're going to be hollering for him. You're going to be saying, thank you, Lord Jesus. And Paul didn't leave it. He said, it is written. It's swallowed up with victory. Oh, death. He said, oh, death, where is thou sting?
Is thy sting?
Oh, grave. He said, where is thou victory? These are questions, right? It goes some more questions. Right? He said, oh, death, where is thou sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? He said, look what he said.
Yeah.
The sting of death
is sin.
Oh, help us. He said, the strength of of sin is the law. It's there now.
Yeah.
He said, but see, I love this. Death is all in there. And when you don't know God, this death might sound bad to you. But he said,
come
when
on
you
now.
Talking like this, and you can go to this next verse, you didn't say you got the victory. I'm asking where the sting is. He said, the sting is the law. The law is the word.
You're in the book.
Transgression there. And when you dare, no man don't. You can look in the mirror and say, I can't keep the law. Look in the mirror for yourself. You can't keep the law.
You in the book.
He said, I had to come down through 42 generations and take death away from the devil. Look what he said. He said, but thanks be to God. He said, but thanks be to God, which give. But he said, us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's
Jesus
a powerful
Christ.
Thing. It's prophetic right there. You know, it's so profound right there. I just want to stop and say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, you just hear that, didn't you? Thank you, Jesus. What you saying?
Yeah.
Because he went to Calvary for you and I. Let me pause there for a second.
Yeah.
Paul said thank you. I want to say thank you because I know that we, whoever listened to me, we deserve justice.
Yeah.
But he took death away so you and I could have activity to God now. And only way we can have activity to God is to put our hands into God's hand, it has to be him being the advocate because we couldn't reach up there and grab God because God would
have
slayed us because we're some sinful people. But with the Jesus, with his blood, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, covered us.
Yeah.
That's why Paul was saying, thanks be to God. He said,
thanks be to God.
Look what he said. Mm. He said, the victory through Jesus Christ. He said, therefore, now we got to do something now, brothers and sisters. He said, therefore, my beloved brethren. He said, be ye steadfast. Unremovable. Always abounding.
In the work
he said,
of the Lord.
Abounding. In the womb. You're in the book.
In the work of the Lord.
So what are we doing right now? We're working.
We're
working. I'm not saying me and Brother Reverend Mike is working. We all are working. You took time out and came in fellowship with us. Oh, heavy Holy Spirit. You took time out of your busy schedule and came and worshiped with us to lift up the man of God. And who's the man of God? Jesus is the Messiah. Jesus is that one. Who came down through for the generation. Jesus is that one who we lifted up right now. That's why we say that we got to be steadfast and unremovable. Yeah. Somebody said, man, I failed last night. I failed just one. I hurt, man, I did some bad, awful thing. But let me do something, Brother Mike. I'm not going to put you on the spot, but let me say this, man. I'm going to answer for Brother Mike. Get on up.
Get on up. Come on now.
That's what Brother Mike would say. Get on up. Dust yourself off.
Get on up.
And ask God for some what? Hey, for some more mercy. Yeah. Don't you know God got so much mercy? The long
so
is that blood is it long is that blood is long is that blood is running warm in that vein. Brothers and sisters, there is hope. There is hope.
Yes.
That's why Brother Joe can come back and say, thank y'all for the prayer. He knew it was number Jesus. Doctors looked at that sister. That's been over a few weeks, man. That's been a few weeks.
Yeah.
I know I'm right about that. You see, that was no time, no healing. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Come on now.
That was no time healing there.
Hey.
That wasn't your home remedy. That wasn't your home remedy. There was no honey and some vinegar and there wasn't no garlic and you know there wasn't no some Hennessy you put in there. I don't know. You might put some yak in there. But whatever you put in there, it wasn't none of that remedy you had. You know, it got you. That was Jesus put his hands on her.
Yeah.
So he be lifted up. Because he knew Brother Joe going to come back and tell us about it. Hey, that's what I'm talking about. Now, I had to put some context with that, y'all. I had to stop and say, steadfast. My brother was steadfast.
Yeah.
Unremovable. Because he had to come back and tell us. Because he was always bound in the works of the Lord. That's what
of
we
the Lord.
Not saying you ain't going to make no mistakes. Not saying you ain't gonna you're not gonna bump your head. We all gonna do this here, 'cause that's what we are.
Yeah.
That's what we are in life. But let me tell you something from the bottom of my heart. You are all right now. You can look at life a little different now because Jesus covered you with His blood. Now I'm honest when I say this.
Yeah.
He said, "For as much as you know that your labor
is not in vain.
In the Lord.
In the Lord.
Don't do it. Stay in the Lord. Whatever you don't
stay
know,
in the
don't
Lord.
Worry about it. A lot of us don't know a lot of things. There's some of us, me and my brother, we student of the word. We don't know everything. But we do know who to reach to. That's Jesus. We can go to Him. We know that. We got that much sense.
Yeah.
To know that we don't know everything. But we can point you right to Jesus, though. Oh, yes, sir. That's all I had. I went somewhere, and He put me there for some reason. But I know it must be for someone besides myself wanting to know death is not bad. Only time death is bad when you're not in the fellowship of God. I ain't talking about just coming to church like a form of godly. I'm talking about that you believe that God raised him from the dead, and now he's at the right hand of God. That is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
He's going to give you strength in time and need.
Yeah.
So always we say this. We always say this, Brother Mike. If it was something said, would not miss, was misunderstood, wasn't that you couldn't understand it, we would want to go back over it. And make sure we try to get it right, see, like Jesus did when He told them out of the John. The disciples went back and told them what happened, and He told them the remaining that John the Baptist, there was nobody born of a woman was greater than him, a prophet like him. So we try to make it plain if we could. We thank you for my brother Mike, that he came and conveyed us and gave us what he had, and it's still over. If you want to say any more, and we want to extend that out to anybody right now, you can hit the one button. If you never hit it, it's on your phone, and it'll say now. You are now in the host queue. My brother, what you say there, brother? What you got there? You all right?
What's up, brothers? I am blessed in the Lord. I'm just really excited to hear you, brothers, to be able to fellowship.
God bless you.
I tell you, there's so many things I've heard since we got on here. And the last thing was, again, that whatever we do in Christ, our labor is not in vain. So that means that we don't always, like you said, we don't always get it right. You know, we don't always say the right thing. We don't always see the results of what we think that we want to see. But the trick of it and the promise of it is stay in the fight. It's not always about you doing
you
this
go.
Or that. It's always just staying in the fight and believing the cause. And so when
there
I look at what we're talking about tonight, when the widow, when her son was healed, and those people, those messengers of John saw it and came running to John and telling him, hey, man, listen, this is what had happened. Were you aware of it? And John said, I've been telling y'all about this, man. I've been telling y'all about this for a minute now. Y'all think I'm playing. But now, don't take my word. If you want to know, then go ask him. That's what John said, sending up messages over there to Jesus. You go ask him. You go see it for yourself. You know, you can see it for yourself. And see what he tells you. See if he tells you the same thing that I have been telling you. And so that's the message, man. That's the thing that has just given me insight and power to know that no matter what it is that we do, whether that message comes from you, whether it comes from Brother Mike, if it comes from this or that, the word is the word.
Yeah.
It's about our belief in that. The word is the word. And it is our belief. By the Spirit, by the Spirit.
Yeah.
Again, bro, I appreciate you. I appreciate you, brothers, man.
Oh,
I
God
really
bless
do.
You, man. God bless you.
Yes, sir.
Brother Mike, you know who that is, don't you, Brother Mike?
Oh, yeah. I hear him.
Okay,
he all fired
okay.
up.
Yes, sir. Band of brothers, I tell you.
You know, I love, we got it, like we were saying, like our brother just said, that's Reverend Kelton. When we come together like this, and we come in unison,
talk about
in
it.
One accord.
Talk about it.
We
talk
really
about
believe
it.
That people can be delivered. We really believe God can give sight today.
Yes, sir.
Spiritually
yes, sir.
God can make a limb that was short straight. God can take someone that mind might be scrambled and unscrambled. God can today. We believe God was the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. He haven't changed.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
Jesus is God in the flesh, my brothers and sisters. God in the flesh. He had to come down so you and I can have this opportunity. So don't leave.
Mm-hmm.
We had a beautiful testimony of Brother Joe's daughter. It's been over a month almost, and God has been blessing, man. I wouldn't leave if I had something wrong with me. I wouldn't leave.
Come on now.
Reverend Jackson just said, I wouldn't leave Reverend Williams just said, I wouldn't leave when you just heard God gave the invitation over 2,023 years ago. He haven't shut the door.
Say that.
He haven't shut the door.
Yeah,
it's open. It's over. Come as you are. You cannot pick yourself. You cannot make yourself perfect. You can't say, I think I can, all you want to. Brothers and sisters, when you're all said and done, that little spirit will jump right back all over you. Get in fellowship with God. Why it is time.
Why one day
will be like the John 15. You'll be like John 15. You'll be like that branch. You'll be like that branch that's been pruned, you know, all heavy Holy Spirit. And the word that abides in you, that you be more fruitful, like we're trying to be right now.
Yeah.
And let the vine have his way. Oh, heavy Holy Spirit. Somebody understand what I'm saying. Let the vine have his way. So we say don't leave with your mind, if you don't understand, don't leave if you need help. We just want to pray with, and we learned this here.
Yeah.
We're going to be real careful when we say that. We learned this here. You don't have to tell us nothing. The Holy Spirit will intercede for us when we don't know, when we pray. It will intercede and speak for whoever's in your business. I know he will.
Yeah.
Look what he did Reverend Kelton and Reverend, look what he just did. We had a lesson, and he took us way to death.
Somewhere else.
You know that was the Holy Spirit? You should have.
Yeah.
My.
Yeah.
Somebody know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
God.
Come on now.
Is still giving comfort in that. Oh, I know I'm right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have patience for the Lord. And watch a movie.
Have thine own
way. Watch a movie.
Have thine
own way. We don't like to beg. We don't like to beg, but we say this here. If you're all right and all well with you, we thank you for coming out. We thank you for showing your support to the ministry, because the ministry, a couple more months, it'd be four years this ministry been going.
Wow. Praise God.
So we just thank God. You know, it has some adversity through the life. When you're doing this this ministry, any kind of ministry, there's going to be some adversity.
There's going to be that.
We find out.
Mm-hmm.
When we find out. Can I read that scripture one more time? Can I do it one more time? He said, therefore, my beloved, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding,
always abounding
of the Lord. That's what he said.
Yeah.
Right? He said, for as much as you know that your labor is
not in vain
in the Lord. That's what we're doing.
In the Lord.
Our reward's not here. We've already been consummated already. Can I see that y'all laugh?
All right.
We already good with that. Y'all good with that? We already been consummated. You know what I'm talking about. So he ain't got to come because we already ready. You know, we're just trying to get y'all to come.
Yeah.
Come on with us. To the Father's house. Come on with us. Let me end it like this. Let me end it like this. There you go, to the Lord's house.
If it's somewhere you can hear, with preaching
and teaching God's word without compromising, get in the church with someone, speak to your spirit and not your flesh. Speak to your spirit and not your flesh. Worry about your spirit. When you get there, you got this brother thanking God, you will do the same thing.
Thank you.
No matter. And serve the Lord. It's a good thing right now. But it's going to come a time when it won't be so good. They're going to be beating
us,
right? We're going to be in the line with some people have their head in the other hand. Somebody know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be in the line. When somebody's eyes will be in their hand. We're going to be in that line when someone's mouth be cut off and tongue be cut off because they didn't take the mark of the beast. We're going to be in a line like this. So come. It's getting cold. We might be that generation to see God coming. We might. No man knows the hour and time. We're going to be ready when he comes. We're going to be ready with
it. Yes, sir.
So what we can do, we want to say if it's God's will, on next week, Monday, we'll try to do this again, and we'll try to be patient with the Spirit of the Lord. We don't force nobody to do nothing, but we want to tell you, if you got some concern, you can get with us. We can pray about it, and we can bring a lesson in. I'm gonna tell you.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do something in faith. If you bring a lesson, if it's something you want to hear in a lesson, like a scripture you don't understand, you could let us know on the spot. We'll get it. You know why? Because God gonna give us the answer. It's too many people over here. If I can't get it, Reverend Jackson can get it. If I can't get it, Reverend Henry can't get it. If Reverend Henry Reverend Williams can't get it. Reverend Hinger, we got some brothers and sisters that can get it. We got somebody to make sure. But we know one thing. I say that because don't leave ignorant. Don't leave ignorant. Don't leave ignorant.
Come on,
ignorance is lack of knowledge. God. That's all it is. Don't leave ignorant.
That's all.
We'll try to do it. So we're going to end the service, and ending the service, we're going to always say this, that we love you. We do this without a – we never ask for offering. We never ask for anything but nothing but your prayers and your participation coming out. That's all we ask for. God going to foot this. He going to pay the bill. He going to pay the bill. And we just ask you to come out. Just come out and thank you for the faithful one that's been coming out for these 4 years, too. Y'all, I see y'all. Thank y'all for coming. Just thank you for your prayer. We just ask you to just keep us in the prayer. We love you. And you can't do nothing about it.
I've been trying.
Somebody test me with that a couple of times too. You say you love me. I do. But let me pray about this situation.
Praise God.
Y'all may catch that later. we're gonna hold y'all down longer. Again, man. Thank y'all for coming out, man. Thank y'all for what y'all doing, and one of your brothers is can help us with a prayer, man. You know, and I want you to. It don't matter if one of y'all pray, but can you add in prayer for the sick and the shut in Israel?
Yeah, most definitely. Let us bow our heads. Eternal Father, God, Lord, how we just praise and worship you just now.
Yes.
So very thankful, Lord God, for what you have done, what you are about to do in our lives, Lord. But we do know that Satan is busy. We understand that he's on his job, Father. But you said that you are faithful. You will give us a way of escape, oh Father.
Yes.
So Father, right now we pray for those who are under the sound of our voices tonight, oh Father, that where they are confused in mind, you shall bring about peace, oh Lord. Where they're not well in their bodies, oh Father God, you shall touch. Where confusion in mind, oh God, that you will bring about clarity.
Yes.
So Father, we just pray that you will forgive us of our sins, oh Lord. For those that are sick, oh Father God, how we just stretch your name, Lord. We just plead your blood, and we know what you are able to do. We pray just now, Lord God, that we will not only just talk the talk, oh Father, but we shall walk and be representatives of you.
Yes.
So Father, how we come praying just now for Israel, oh Lord God.
Yes.
That we know that you know all about it. So Father, we know that even in this, you are still in control.
Yes.
So Father, just like you told Peter, upon this rock shall I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So Father, we know that you are building us based upon the Petra, the truth, oh Father. So we walk in just that, oh Father. We walk in that truth, oh Father. We believe in that truth, oh Father. You asked the word tonight, Lord God, and you gave word tonight, oh Father. Death, where is your victory? Where is your sting, oh Father? So right now, Father, we're excited to see you, Lord God. We're excited and look forward to your coming, that you will move like in a way in which you've never moved before, Father. Give these people strength and give them power, Lord God, to keep on walking for you.
Yes,
and, Lord, we will be ever so careful to give your name the praise and the glory. It is these and other blessings we do ask in your immaculate Son, Jesus the Christ's name.
Yes.
Thank God and amen.
Amen. I know y'all got so, a lot of people run when we play this. We play music at the end. This is one of my pastor's songs, Brother Mike and Reverend Jackson, that he used to play on when we used to do a Lord's Supper. Reverend's 86 years old, right? And he has a lot of old tapes, right? And he used to play this song right before we take the Lord's Supper. And there's a whole group, man. It's called the name of the group is the Silver tones. It says,
stiff of tones. Okay.
He said, pass me not, my gentle Savior. Look how he got it. It's the old now. It's real old now, y'all. It's part of it. When you go look them guys up, they are in black and white. That's how old it is.
Mm-hmm.
So watch how they say. I want y'all to listen. And everybody, just be blessed, man, you know. I think about my pastor all the time, man. You know, I love him so much, man. You know, I get to see, you know, just love him. Y'all keep praying for us, y'all.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Oh, pass me not, gentle this is what I want you to do.
Yeah.
I want you to hear my
yeah.
Just listen. Please hear my humble.
Yeah.
I'm begging Lord with tears in my eyes.
Yeah.
A gambling man and sinner man, you ought to be able to say this. Oh, why? Oh, Lord. Thou art calling. And everybody that's under the sound of my voice right now,
yeah,
you ought to be able to
yeah.
say that
Savior. Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
you tonight. You know what I would say? I would say,